due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, it's so nice to have a full table. Let me start with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Ah, yes. I have now hit another revolution around the sun, and I'm just making sure that there's no cake around because we all know what happens with wrestlers and cakes.
No, we have muffins. And we have our man in charge of the muffin button, Statboy Josh Henniger.
Muffins. Also, happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you so much.
Finally, on the other side of the planet, we have our international correspondent, Shane Bad News Beeman. Good evening, sir.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. I've had to live Jason's birthday twice now. This is getting beyond a joke now. This is what we're doing here.
The good news is that he doesn't have to.
No, I do not. However, since we're talking in Australia for a minute, let us talk about what is being broadcast now, but has already happened in Sydney, Australia, with AEW Grand Slam, which basically is setting up Revolution.
Yep, which will be in 4 weeks' time, I do believe.
Something like that. As expected, Hangman Adam Page beat Andrade El Idolo to get a shot at the person who's going to be the champion, which, not surprisingly, is MJF because he beat Brody King. Now, I need to bring up the Liar in Chief of Wrestling Observer. Not
yes.
That Liar in Chief, the other Liar in Chief.
We're not talking about Alvarez, we're talking about Big Papa Meltz himself.
Yes, because he basically said that Brody King was taken off of this week's Dynamite because he had heat with the office because the week before there was a loud fuck ice chant and the Warner Brothers Discovery didn't like that. Nikki, this right here is bullshit, right?
Indeed. Indeed, and you know, we have our other soundbite there. Jane, you know what to say.
What a load of shit.
This is bullshit.
Bullshit.
There it is. Bullshit, right.
So, Meltz, come on, man. At least look a little
Warner
deeper
Brothers
into stuff.
They actually had to put out a release about it.
Yeah. We don't know. Then it essentially just said, we don't know what the hell this old man's talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry to tell you, Dave, but we said it in Australia too. So fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. It basically, well, I have to find this. The media, unbelievable. Hold on.
Yeah. Meltzer got a 5-star firestorm right in his face.
And well deserved.
Indeed.
And if that didn't do it, we got something else to talk about.
Here's the statement, okay? Warner Brothers Discovery did not have any involvement in Brody King's upcoming AEW schedule. Any speculation to the contrary is categorically false. My emphasis. Brody is scheduled to appear during the next AEW event, which will air this Saturday on TNT and HBO Max.
Yeah, it wasn't just that. He was already in Australia when all this
He already down. Was. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a day ahead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually common knowledge now, like things that have been here the last couple of years, that Brody and a few others come over a day early and chill and go to the zoo and shit. So
They want to see the koalas, man.
And
got to see the famous drop is.
Yes.
But yes, Mr. Meltzer, fuck all the way off, please.
Yeah.
Oh, and okay. Can we say, hey, Mr. Meltzer, fuck the wall the way off. There's another reason why. Okay?
But wait, there's more. Yeah,
let's get through the rest of the AEW thing before we...
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay. I apologize. Right. Okay. And also, in the event that's happening right now, Tony Storm and...
Orange Cassidy... Tony Storm pinned Wheeler Utah.
Right.
Which now means Wheeler Utah is bald.
I mean, I don't want to say I called it, but...
I mean, no, I think Ray Charles could have called this.
Yeah.
Jason, you there?
I'm here. I'm moving back and forth, sir.
Oh, okay. Real life. Gotcha.
Yep, real life is getting in the way.
That's fine. In other pieces that we've already mentioned, yeah. What else? Or not already mentioned. Hey, brain.
No, yeah, so Marina Shafir, and she's flipping, she's giving everybody the bird, yeah, and you could tell Wheeler Yuta was getting shaved, because he's been growing his hair out.
Yes.
Oh yeah, forever.
Forever.
Well, he had, I mean, he was a freaking caveman the last time I flipped AEW on.
He was Cousin It. And if you know that reference, congratulations! You're old!
Not as
I was about to say, no, bull crap. If anything from the 90s is now considered classic, so it's like, oh, Jesus.
We're the golden oldies now. In the world,
right? Shane, our knees are going to turn to dust in the Walmart soon enough.
Yeah, it's a month from tonight in LA at Crypto.com Arena, which is AEW Revolution. And we have the only one matches, MJF versus Adam Page, so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I would fully expect something between Marina Shafir and Tony Storm there.
Right. And also, Double or Nothing is rumored to go to Arthur Ashe Stadium here in New York.
Let me see if that's no longer a rumor.
It hasn't been announced yet, but rumors are very strong.
Nothing yet. All they have is up to April 12th, and then these return to Wembley in late August.
That's for All In or All Out?
Yes, that's All In.
Okay. Yes. So, Meltzer! Can we move to Meltzer lie number two?
Think we can. If you'd like.
Okay. So, Meltzer lie number two. Meltzer put out in the latest issue of The Observer that he, according to... there is re-examining of the entire WrestleMania card because of ticket sales. Okay?
I doubt that, but I also have heard a little bit of hubbub that they might be thinking about cutting prices. It hasn't happened yet.
This holiday thing. But let's do the research.
Yes, okay? I've already done it, which is nice.
Yeah, isn't it nice when we actually do pre-production and tell Meltzer to go fuck himself? Go on.
Yes, this is as per WrestleTix. The two nights combined have a total of 86,832 seats. As of right now, they are still 10,200 tickets short of a sellout on both nights. 5,042 on night one, and 5,187 on night two.
I want to give you what Meltzer thinks is the reason why. Okay? And let me just put it to you this way. He has a little bit of a point. Mm-hmm. Like a speck. Let me explain what I mean. Okay?
Okay. And what then we're going to Yeah, go ahead.
No. He said that it has to do more with pricing and tourism decline than it has to do with creative plans. According to research, Las Vegas reported a 9.2% tourism decline year to year from December 24 to December 25.
Yeah.
He also speculates the political climate here in the U.S. is causing international fans to think twice about traveling.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Jason. Bullshit. I'm an international fan. I do not want to come over to your country at all.
I'm with Jane.
So you think that that's legit?
There is 100%. Some smoke to that fire, or there's some fire to that smoke. Because unfortunately, with the chaos that is going on right now in Minneapolis and in other cities in the United States, Jason, let me finish, please.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. With the chaos going on right now in Minneapolis and other cities, if you are not white, if you are not essentially rich, if you're not male, if you are not religious, you're fucked. Ain't waste a Sunday. ICE will essentially throw you in a prison cell just because. They don't care. They don't care. At all. And it is It's thuggery. It's gooning. And at this point, I don't blame international fans for not showing up at all.
It's not only that, but speaking from someone who's an international,
yes,
we're also getting like reports over here in country, like in our countries, saying just to come over to America that we're gonna get stopped and have our phones and that looked into over the last 10 years of our social media.
Yep.
It's like, what the fuck do we want to come to Nazi Germany for and get our phones taken off of us for something that we said fucking 10 years ago and then get sent back? Like,
I don't blame you, Shane. I don't blame you at all. Because right now, it is chaos at the very top, and they're doing this all to cover their own asses because the majority of them are
But we're getting a little off track here.
Not terribly, but still.
Yes. And there's. He also said that Mania will fall on the same weekend as the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, causing limited hotel room openings for those who haven't booked their trip.
Oof. That's a mistake.
Okay, yeah, that's a dent. But I don't think I really don't think the ticket reduction is because of booking. The tickets are still way too bloody expensive.
Yeah, in fact, we have more information about that.
Yeah, I wanted to hear that before Jason got a burr in his butt.
Yeah, and I got a burr in mine, let's be frank.
Yeah, okay.
Because, as per WrestleTix, the cheapest seat, and I have been able to verify through TicketSlave, that the cheapest ticket for one night of WrestleMania is $266.80 US. Compare and contrast from just last year. Last year, the prices were almost half. They were about $140 per night to get to WrestleMania. TKO is pricing fans out of the biggest show of the year. Or at least the poor, the poors, as MJF would call them. because I fully expect that both nights will sell out. We're still way too far ahead to not be sold out. 64 days as of now. But the problem is, as of right now, the ticket sales are at about 37,600 to 37,800 on both nights. Last year, each night it was between 56,000 to 60,000. So they haven't opened up all the sections yet for tickets. Yeah, I can see why there's a bit of a panic.
So, my, you know, like I said, it's the ticket prices. It's, it might, the only thing of the booking that it might be is just the fact that the injuries are messing with some of the main storylines.
Yes, that and also, you're missing one of the main marquee wrestlers now. John Cena's not there anymore.
Correct. That's, you know, but that's something that they've known for, that people have known for over a year, that he was finishing up at the end of 25.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be as much of a factor, although I know wrestling fans that will walk away once their favorite wrestler retires. Yes, I've seen that.
Definitely. Because, to be honest, my favorite wrestler is largely gone from wrestling at this point. He's not fully retired, but yeah. Yeah.
But there's also a bigger problem, which even stars are now announcing in interviews. Like, and you know that's a problem when wrestlers are actually having to announce this in interviews, that WWE is not creating, well, like the main roster guys at least, are not creating these newer stars that people want to get invested in.
Like, I disagree with that totally.
I'm with Jason.
I'm with Jason here because it does feel like they're trying now, but it also feels like they had to get called out a bit in order to go, oh, crap. Because right now, oh, I can see two immediately, and I think you're about to mention one of them, Nikki.
No, what I was going to say is that this making new stars argument is a perennial thing. We hear this about once every other year. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
Yeah. So
they've been working on it.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker was somebody, but he's hurt.
Yeah.
Bronson Reed, they should be doing something with him by now. Logan Paul is, God damn it, he's, I get it.
Although at least Logan's better than Jake, but that's neither here nor there.
Right. Trick Williams.
Trick was one half of the people that I was thinking of immediately. Because
right.
Trick was a star.
Smooth. He's not the best wrestler, but the thing is, he's kind of like in the same mold as The Rock. Not the best wrestler, but he's really good on the mic.
And we got Oba coming up as well.
Yep, there's the other Oba Femi, who, yeah, they should be pushing him in pretty quickly to a belt, U.S. and Intercontinental almost immediately. Have him fight, and then in a year or two, get him to the world. He's still got time on his side. He's 27. Although, from what I remember, they originally reported he might be younger, but no, he's not. He's 27. But he still has time on his side. He's got a look. He's got a presence. He's decent enough on the mic to not have to worry about it. He's got it. The question is, when will they get him up?
Well, they're in the process. They're storylining him in trying to decide which show they're going to put him on.
Fair.
So it's going to be something that they can play out until after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be at WrestleMania, but I don't think he's going to be in a match.
People are saying
he's
going to
be facing Lesnar.
No, not there. I think he faces Lesnar at SummerSlam.
But there were rumors going around that Gunter was going to. There was rumors going around that Gunter was going to retire Lesnar at SummerSlam.
Oh, right, right, you're right. The question is, will that actually hold? But yeah, I can see
the right Gunter facing going at the moment. Lesnar. Yes.
Yeah. Apologies. Gunter should probably face Lesnar at SummerSlam, but I don't know if Oba should face Lesnar at Mania.
Now, it should be Gunther and Lesnar at Mania.
And that'd be the retirement.
Yes, and I would
tell him to go fuck some elk. Yeah.
No, yeah. No. Gunther wins. I'm sorry, no,
that's
Lesnar wins.
That's what I was aiming at.
No, Gunther is going to beat Lesnar. Lesnar is going to go back to Saskatchewan, bang elk, and shoot his wife. Yes. I said what I said.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's what I was getting at. So, yeah.
But yeah, getting back to what we're talking about here. They've whatever the original plan was, and we won't find out till season 4 of Unreal.
if they get that far.
Oh.
Sorry, it had to be said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. VRM, if you're ever listening to this, go to the most current Botchamania and get Uncle Paul's soundbite of, I don't really like this show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, whatever the original plan was, I honestly think it has been affected and the pivot is on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they've got... The good news is they've got 2 months to play out whatever the pivot turns out to be. And get somewhere that still will make some box office.
Yeah.
Because we have... Well, first of all, as we said, we have... Braun Breaker is hurt. You know?
Yes.
We did. And, and that... I don't know where they were going to fit him in. Okay.
I think they would have actually... Would they put him in the chamber on February 28th?
I think he could have been in the chamber and then get stomped again.
Yeah, and then him versus either the Masked Man or something like, say... Well, yeah, LA Knight or something. I don't know.
If they were going down this Masked Man route, like before Breaker got hurt, then Seth could have been revealed to be the Masked Man at Elimination Chamber. Seth versus Bron at Elimination at WrestleMania.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins the Elimination Chamber goes on to face Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm stepping away again. I'll be right back.
Gotcha.
And since we still don't know who the masked man is, because it's not Pierce, it's not Theory.
Could have been Logan?
No, he was out there.
Okay, so not Logan.
And to the internet, no, it's not Hunter, and no, it's not Mox, sadly.
Yeah, the beard is black, not brown.
So, could it be Finn?
It could.
Because Finn's in a little bit of a fit right now, that he wants to get into the main event picture, and I was expecting that if he was going to get there, that Dominic was going to screw it up somehow.
Yeah.
And that Finn would then we could have Finn Dominic at Mania. And if this was a couple of years ago, I would have Dominic versus the Demon, and I'm not going to get the Demon again.
Yeah, he's done with that.
Boo!
I was saying Boo Earns.
So?
I don't know if he's so much done with it. It's just a matter of WWE sort of watered it down to the point where he was like, if I'm going to be bringing it back, I want it to be brought back with some meaning.
Yeah, and he doesn't want it announced.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to do it. Because the one time he... Unfortunately, the one time they did that was against Corbin.
Yep.
What a waste of a surprise.
Yeah. Although, nothing against it was Corbin, fun watching the man. It's just, unfortunately, Corbin the wrestler is like watching paint dry.
Corbin is mid.
Yeah. But you know what isn't mid? Finding now who winds up, who's going to be facing off against CM Punk at Mania.
I am so excited about this. Yes. I really am.
Because
well, we already know that it's Roman. Roman, isn't it?
Yes. That.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That's where I fucked up. Because I was like, the winner of the chamber is going to go on the face.
Never mind punk. Me. Sorry, apologies.
No, I said it. I said it first because I said, "Oh, the winner of the chamber will go on to face Punk." But I'm like, "Oh fuck, it's Punk versus Roman." Never mind.
Yeah,
the winner of that match will go on to face
Drew.
But with the way this past SmackDown went, oh Jesus, I'm hoping it's not. We're not going to get a repeat here, but.
It's looking strongly like it, unfortunately, because it's looking like it's going to be Cody.
No. I want the feud switched around. I want Cody to be distracted by Drew. Jacob.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I want Cody to go off and fight Fatu and get Sammy in there. You know, we want to talk about finishing stories. Give me Sammy finally getting the big one.
Yeah. As of right now, it is Randy Orton, LA Knight, and Cody Rhodes in the chamber match. We have two more qualifiers coming up. This on Raw this coming Monday, it'll be Miss Dominic Mysterio, Gunther, and Javon Evans. Why is Gunther... Oh, come on, man. Oh, he doesn't have a belt. Never mind. Ugh. And then the fifth spot will be Carmelo Hayes, Damian Priest, and Trick Williams. I fully expect Gunther to get in. And I expect either Damian or in a minor upset Trick to get in.
There's too many power blokes in there at the moment. They're going to need some... Aerial guys, I do not, don't quote me on it, but don't be surprised if Dom steals this one.
Okay. Because right now we have two and a half faces? Because Randy Orton is not a face, he's not a heel, he's just the guy.
The second one was?
The second, Carmelo Hayes, Damian Priest, and Trick Williams.
Oh, okay. It's either going to be Weapon time or if they're going to go with Trick.
Yeah. I fully expect Carmelo not to because doesn't he have the United States title right now?
He's got the United States title, and from what I saw this past week, someone's going to screw him out of the belt. Him out of the match.
It'll be Miz.
Oh, not Miz, it was another thing that was getting...
I mean, coming up here on this coming Friday's episode, it'll likely be Miz screwing him.
Either Miz or Solo, one of the two.
Yeah.
The Raw, yeah, I still reckon it'll be Dom, but if I'm doing fantasy booking here, if I'm doing fantasy booking... We're definitely gonna get Jacob versus Drew for the WWE Championship Elimination Chamber. If I'm fantasy booking the hell out of this, I'm having Jacob beat Drew for the title.
Mm-hmm.
Having it be a triple threat between Drew, Jacob, and most likely Cody.
Yeah. Right.
For the championship at Mania, Cody's going to win because Cody's going to turn heel.
Yes.
And finally reveal that he was the one that took out Jacob.
I like it.
Then we got continuity.
But here's the thing about Cody turning heel, okay? Cody's in the same boat as John Cena, okay?
Yeah.
You make Cody a heel. Who is the number one guy with kids? Jey Uso? Really? You want to put that on there? Cody's Mr. Whitebeat Pavy Pace. He won't turn heel unless everyone gets really stale about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to the attendance. Right. You know?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so you're saying that Cody's in a spot that even if he, you know, went through the motions of turning heel, that it might not stick.
I don't know if it would stick in the same way that no one believed John Cena's heel turn because John Cena was a good guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes is a good human being.
Yes.
Okay? What was his name that they called him?
Raheem.
Raheem. Okay? Okay? He's Raheem. He's invited to the cookout. Okay? Yeah. There's no way. And by the way, he would season his potato salad. Just saying, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cody is a quarter Cuban.
I thought he was a quarter black.
No. His mom or his grandparents came over from Cuba.
Ah, okay. So Shane, if I could ask you, are you saying you have potential predictive matches?
I'm just saying. Because of what happened this past week on SmackDown, which I'm sure we're going to get into in a second. Fatu is going to be looking for blood, and
yeah,
Nick Aldis is definitely going to hand it on a silver platter.
Right.
So we're definitely going to get Drew versus Jacob at Elimination Chamber. That's a certainty. Okay. Just the Cody turning heel at WrestleMania, that's just, like I said, that was fantasy booking because, like, yes, I do understand where you're coming from, Jason, business-wise. Yes, Cody is 100% the next Cena, and they've built him as such. But I think we do have guys there that can fill the revenue gap, like with upcoming Oba Femi, Javon Ensi being bouncy and da-da-da-da. Like, there are guys that can fill the revenue gap if Cody were to turn heel for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I'm all for Javon getting into the chamber.
Well, what's the qualifying matches next week?
Mysterio, we'll get to them. Gunther, and Javon Evans.
Okay,
that's for Raw, right?
Yes. Yep. And then SmackDown: Carmelo Hayes, Damian Priest, and Trick Williams. Still don't have one for the sixth and final.
Okay.
They might do a redemption. I bet they'll do a redemption match and get the guys who didn't qualify and give them a second chance.
So also, we talked about Raw, Lesnar. Lesnar is going to be back on Raw a week from Monday.
Boo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman is going to be on Raw entire month of March and in Sacramento.
Hmm. Okay.
Which much guarantees that, I mean, Punk and Balor, we all know Punk's going to win, but how is Balor going to win? Is Punk going to win clean? You know?
Mm.
Oh no. Again, it's all interesting. it's all interesting because also remember NXT's and NXT has a very big problem on their hands, Nick.
Which part?
The problem is that their show in Atlanta has been canceled.
Yep, the one at SummerSlam. I didn't hear about this. Weeks.
I did not hear this. That is bad news.
Because of the permitting issue of the trucks, they couldn't park their trucks there.
Yep.
At center stage.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're looking for a new location for 2 weeks before the episode.
That's a new one. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, I have to find the actual problem they had. So just give me 1 second because I did. Yeah, here it is. They have been resident in a parking lot next to center stage when they use the venue, but the parking lot has been sold off, making it far harder and less feasible to mount the broadcast production and allow provisional permits to stage their production trucks. So they can't film in center stage anymore.
Yep.
So there's that. Speaking of NXT for a hot second.
Yeah.
What do you think of Stone as the suck up manager?
I'm okay with it because, he's trying to make sure he gets to keep his space, and he's got his fingers crossed because thankfully the crazy chick with the tank ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or any of the crazy chicks that rode in that tank and kept running him over and over and over and over and over.
Yes.
I recall a segment where he got run over like 3 times in the a couple of minutes.
And shot in the cock and balls.
Yeah. It was a precise shot.
Mm-hmm.
Shot in the stones, pun intended.
Fun fully intended. It's too early for me with Stone. I need to watch him a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, and I believe it is Sol Ruka is the new number one contender.
Much
desired. And by the way, someone else who's I think someone who I think is going to be the next woman call up is Jada Parker.
Wouldn't surprise.
She'll be a day. She'll come up right after Mania.
Is that Miss Parker, and she's a good wrestler too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's up there. You had the a lot of the tag match. You had Dion Lennox talking about the NXT title, and then of course Tony D'Angelo appeared out of nowhere. Joe Hendry defeated Evolve Championship Jackson Drake, who by the way is incredibly punchable, and I love that. He's a dick. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's such an asshole.
We appreciate you, Mr. Punchable Guy.
Well, I also think the Vanity Project is going to be a very good heel project someday.
Yeah.
A heel faction.
They're still young. They've got time.
They've got time, and I will have more interest in them than I will over Team New Shield. I mean, Dark State.
Meh. I mean, Dark State is where they are for a reason.
I understand. Like I said... Actually, no, that's better. What were they called?
Retribution?
Retribution. There we go. Retribution 2.0.
That's a standard.
And somewhere, Mustafa Ali just smashed a monitor. Anyway.
Yeah. Speaking that of is Mustafa if he Ali, isn't getting scared shitless of going into a guitar-shaped coffin.
Right, which we're going to get to.
Yes.
We had a TNA pay-per-view last night,
mm-hmm.
as we record mm-hmm. this. Jody Threat won the Battle Royal, getting a title shot. And Trey Miguel is the new TNA International Championship.
Yep.
Yay!
Won the
Over Stax.
Yep.
Okay.
Channing Stax Lorenzo, yeah. Yeah. Ariana Grace beat Ye Ling Lee to win the Knockouts title.
A Jelly Roll was in attendance. And people are going, what? And I'm going, it's WWE Light. It's affiliated. It's okay. And besides, it was near his house.
Yeah.
Mickey yeah. James made her return to TNA.
Yes.
Hooray.
Although, and, one thing with that.
Hmm.
Can these women stop fucking trying to attack each other in, like, knee-high heel boots? Like, it looks stupid.
It's like, a trope.
It's just, yeah, I know it's a trope, but like, god damn, like, what, you can't come out in cowboy boots, like, if you're going to do anything? Like, just, Jesus. You've got to come out in things that look like the heel's going to snap at any point running down the ring.
Like I said, yes. it's a trope. Women, for some reason, when women are being chased or have to run anywhere, they have to be wearing heels.
Mm-hmm.
My ankles hurt just thinking about it.
That
the way I saw one of the worst matches on TNA in a long time.
Hmm.
It was on this week. It was an intergender match between Ryan Nemeth and he's claiming to be the best women's championship ever. Okay. This was Mara Sade, who was the former
Jakara Jackson.
Yeah. It was terrible. It was slow. And Ryan Nemeth has the personality of a turnip.
Yeah.
That's why they made him an announcer.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know what wasn't slow on No Surrender?
What was that?
Mance Warner versus Action Mike Jackson. Now, you might be wondering, okay, why the hell am I talking about this match?
Because that old bastard can still go.
Yes. You've got to remember, Action Mike Jackson's debut was during the Nixon administration. The first 4 years. The first term.
He's like 60-something?
No, 77. And he can still go! This isn't like Dory Funk where he could barely stand up. This Action Mike Jackson can still wrestle decently well for a man his age. He's insane!
Take that, Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Take that, Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's the same age as Ric, if not just a hair younger. Because Action Mike Jackson was born in November 49. Ric Flair is February 49. So yeah, just a hair younger.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Or yeah, 76 years old. We'll be 77 at the end of this year. Yeah.
Still, you know, that's not that... Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just craziness.
Just absolute crazy. He's the oldest wrestler in TNA history now.
Yep.
This.
I would assume he broke either his own record or he broke something like, say, from the very early days.
So, last time, last Meltzer stuff, okay?
Yep.
Is the voted on absolutely crappy Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards because the people who vote for them are just anti-real wrestling marks. Okay. Yeah,
as you mentioned in our chat, you call them Japanese wrestling masturbators.
Pretty much. They are.
Mostly anti-WWE tribalists.
For the most part. Because, let me go ahead and start going through this a bit. Wrestler of the Year, Mystico.
Huh?
From what I understood in CMLL, he's had a really good year. It's just we don't get to see it much. Although we did get to see one match, Mystico versus MJF. And from what I've seen there, yeah, it was on both guys. They did real well together. Outstanding wrestler, Konosuke Takeshita. Not a surprise.
Yep, I 100% agree with that.
Match of the year, we can actually get into a little deeper. Kenny Omega versus Gabe Kidd. That would be at Wrestle Kingdom Night 2 at the Tokyo Dome back in January.
Mm.
Okay.
Close by runner-up was Bandido versus Konosuke Takeshita at I forget if it was All in Texas or the night before.
Then Paige Moxley at All in Texas was third.
Yes, that one was All in Texas.
Okay.
So yeah, that would have been the night before. Wow. Okay. And then Mystico MJF, the match I just talked about in Mexico City. And then...
And Paige Ospreay, Double or Nothing, I believe that is.
That is. Saya Kamitani versus Tam Nakano. That would have been at Stardom... Or was that... Hold on. Tam Nakano... Oh, it was Tam Nakano's retirement match. Right. That would have been at Stardom All-Star Grand Queendom. So yeah, that was... That end of that match was, yeah, if you follow Japanese Joshi, that was a tear-wrencher because we knew that at that point Tam was done, and they don't tend to come back. Number 7, The Hollywood Ending, Mariah May and Toni Storm. That would have been
Which I heard was excellent.
Yes, I seen the highlights of that back then, and yeah, that was a wild, bloody match. Then
the only WWE match in the top 10, by the way. Here.
Yes, coming up next, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, WrestleMania.
Which was a great match. Yes. Really good. Yes.
And it was the match of Mania.
Yes, it was.
I agree.
Yeah. And then Mox Fletcher at World's End. Only got in because of recency bias, I must admit. And then Ospreay Strickland versus the Young Bucks at All In Texas. Back to the main parts. Best box office draw is Cena. Not a surprise. Promotion of the year, CMLL. Promoter of the year. Salvador Luteroth.
Who? Is that CMLL?
Yes, that is CMLL as well. Best booker, Tony Khan.
Bullshit. And,
you can't just fuck off. Sorry, I gotta comment on this one. Bullshit. Because you can't have promotion of the year being CMLL and then say that Tony was the best booker of the year. Bullshit. You can't do it. It's like fucking saying, oh, WWE was the best promotion, but then WWE is best promotion, but Eric Bischoff was the best booker of the fucking year. Like, what?
They just couldn't say. Didn't want to say. Tony Khan is getting better. It's my understanding that he actually has stories that might actually have a middle and an end.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting better now that MJF actually has a And MJF is back because, as I told Nikki during one of our pre-production meetings, AEW is better with MJF in the building. Period, end of story.
Yeah. And I hate his guts for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Then, let's see now. Tag Team of the Year, the Bucks.
No.
Nope. That's a glaze vote. That's a glaze vote for sure. I wouldn't have to be brutally honest with you, if we're talking tag team of the year, I wouldn't have even given it to a friggin' male tag team. I honestly would have given it to I would have given it to Pony and what's her old lover's name? I keep forgetting her name.
The Timeless Love Bombs?
Yeah, I would have given it to them because they're the ones that have gotten the company the most over.
Either. I would have given it to Rio.
Rio is a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the full numbers in front of us, so we can't give a full answer. Best TV show, Dynamite. Come on.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have connections to find out what the worst TV show is. NXT.
Oh, yeah.
No. Just no. No.
Whoever right, that's a dickhead.
It's the voters. It's
during the 2.0 era? Yeah. Now? No.
No. The only bad thing about it we'll get to. Most are best on interviews. Heyman, Adam Page. I can get it, but I'm like, not quite. I would say best on interviews is Dickhead Gunther.
Gunther is amazing, yes.
Dominic's getting better and better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most improved, Harley Cameron. Agreed.
That's one of the things I got right, yes.
Yeah. Most charismatic, John Cena. Not this year.
Well.
He definitely won the award before. It's just not this year, because they kind of squandered happy ass.
Yeah, ooh. I think this was just a sentiment vote, this one. There's been heaps that have been more charismatic than him. Hell, Dom in Mexico's been more charismatic. Friggin'
In
Mexico was just amazing.
Yes. Japan MVP, Saya Kamitani, who was the other half of that match from earlier that I mentioned over with a Stardom All-Stars in Stardom. She was the best wrestler in Japan this year overall. Not terribly far off. Mexico MVP, Mystico. Not a surprise. He had an all-timer year. U.S. Canada.
How dare you, sir? That this is a highway robbery. There is one man who was better than him the whole friggin' year.
Yes.
That is Mr. El Grande Americano. El Grande Americano. How dare you?
Not even La Yesa. No. Come on, man.
I'm going with La Iguana,
thank you very much. No, all joking aside, right. Mystico had a great year, but look.
Yeah, Mr. Iguana has nothing on La Yesca. Get it straight.
That's right.
The U.S. Canada MVP. Well, it's a guy who hasn't been here often, but he has been. Mox.
And he looked at that and rolled his eyes. He's like, I don't care if I'm on this list. This whole thing is shit.
This isn't the last time you're on this list. Europe MVP, Michael Oku. Couldn't tell you. Women's wrestling.
I'd say Gunther
MVP,
with that one.
Yeah. Women's wrestling MVP, Saya Kamitani.
Mm.
Yeah. The feud of the year, Mox Hangman.
Still Drew CM Punk.
We were happy that the feud was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That most underrated, the Beast Mortos.
Underrated? I love him.
I would No, but I'm saying, but he is underrated. Like, but
yeah,
I would agree with that. Like, for a man his size to move as he does, like,
mm-hmm.
he's definitely a freak of nature and doesn't get the credit he deserves. I'm just hoping he's not getting this vote because of who he's dating.
Right, but they don't really like Mercedes, so I doubt that.
Yeah.
Most overrated, Jey Uso. Yeah, that's...
You know what? I'm gonna say this. I can understand the vote.
Yes.
I can that understand.
One, I understand it. I don't necessarily agree with it. But
remember, I don't agree with it either, but I understand it because Jey Uso has become a parody of himself.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Okay. And the fact is now it's all about yeeting and, you know, rolling it back and instead of wrestling.
Sorry, Jason, I heard your dad. He's right.
He said, what about his brother? His brother's worse. I'm sorry. Where is he?
He's lost in the sauce.
That's absolutely right. Like, let's be realistic here, especially with what happened this past week on Raw. Like, friggin', here's Jimmy just bending over for Jey, saying, oh, yeah, you go handle your business in the Elimination Chamber and shit. Like, dude, no, you're the tag team champions. Tell Jey pull his head out of his ass and focus on the tag team division.
Yeah.
Right.
But...
All right. Best brawler.
Exactly.
Yeah, best brawler goes to Mox.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm wrong with this. Right fed, wrong guy. I'm looking at the guy right now as Brody King.
I mean, he only got pushed in the last few months. I understand why Mox was more all year long. I do understand why he got the award.
Like, if brawlers for, like, most bloody, I'll agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Moxley bleed this week.
Yes. Best technical wrestler. I get to say this one. Zack Sabre Jr. And yeah, the award's eventually going to get named after him and Danielson.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with this one.
Yeah. Best flying wrestler. Mascara Dorada. He's been in AEW a few times. He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Is
that the former, what's her name? He was in WWE.
I think he's part of Lucha House Party, maybe.
No, you're thinking of the guy who...
No, he who was. This is not the same Mascara Dorada. Oh, wow. This
so
is the guy
Mascara
who's
Dorada original.
Yeah, the original is Grand Metalik. You remember him.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
What was the name of the wrestler who used the trampoline to go into the...
Sin Cara.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking of which, the best non-heavyweight MVP, Mystico.
Okay.
And one, next one up, one I wildly disagree with. Best TV announcer, Bryan Danielson.
Boo.
So far off. In fact,
Joe Tessa is right there.
Who?
Joe Tessitore.
Not even in the top five.
Really?
Yeah. I have the top five in front of me thanks to Wrestle Purists by way of Walker Stewart, who finished second by just 18 votes. He's the one who does it for New Japan and Stardom in English.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Third place is Excalibur. Fourth is Nigel. Fifth is Michael Cole. I don't agree with Danielson being on this list yet at all.
I don't think he should be on this list at all. I mean,
yeah,
because I'm somebody who, and I would,
yeah, keep going.
First of all, I personally don't think Excalibur belongs on this list, but I am also extremely biased when it comes to guys like Corey Graves.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm biased too. To guys like Ian Riccaboni. Yeah, the thing is, that is AEW's biggest kept secret. But the problem is, Ian wants a normal life too, so he doesn't want to go out and travel. He does it, he records the stuff with Caprice and then sends it in.
Right.
I wish that weren't the case, personally, but I understand. He wants his life. Ian Riccaboni, to me, is the quintessential announcer. And I mean...
Now we go to the worst announcer.
And it's wholly deserved.
Very.
Booker T.
Go shucky-ducky your quack-quacks in another company. Or deal with your reality of whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, and whatever you know, all the wrestlers that you do all your goofy shit with, thankfully have been called up.
Yeah.
I think.
Not quite all of it.
Well, I'm just saying, Stephanie Vaquer and Trick Williams come to mind immediately.
Yes.
Exactly.
His aggressive horniness detracts from everything.
Yeah, there it is. You said it, not me.
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
And then from there...
Who would have ever...
Yeah, keep going.
I was going to say, who would have ever thought that Kurt Angle's horniness for his wife, Shamel, would have rubbed off on him for other women? Sorry, I had to.
Yeah.
Booker's married, but he ain't dead, but it doesn't help his commentary.
Yeah, and the fact is that Booker T just rubs everybody the wrong way and for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree. Keep going.
All right. In the best major wrestling show, All In 2025.
I heard the show was not that bad.
Yeah, this would have been the one with Hangman and Mox in the main, Okada Omega for the unification match, Timeless Toni Storm beating Mercedes for the women's title.
Pray.
And yeah.
Okay, that for me just makes it the pay-per-view of the year, so that's fine, I'll agree.
Yeah. And then the worst, Wrestlepalooza.
That was kind of bad.
Yeah, that was a low light for WWE for sure this year.
Yeah, because that felt like a glorified house show. I felt bad for the guys.
Yeah, that was
glorified. And the fact is, it was like, what Wrestlepalooza was, hey, we're on ESPN. Did we mention we were on ESPN? Oh, yeah. Wait, we're on ESPN, right?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You want to spend $30 a month? That's what it was. Best wrestling maneuver, the Buckshot Lariat.
Oh, give me a break. Nope.
Soul Snatcher.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the Soul Snatcher. That thing is just crazy how it can happen. Most disgusting promotional tactic of the year. WWE brings back Lesnar.
Now, the list here is interesting.
Yes, it okay. is mostly WWE and TKO stuff. Mostly.
Of course it is. Because of course it is.
But, you know what? They're legitimately right. Okay.
Yeah. All right, read it to me.
Go ahead.
Number one is Lesnar. Number two, the relationship with the Saudis. Number three, the relationship with Donald Trump. And all three of those combined got about what looks to be about 80 to 90% of the votes.
This political bullshit has just got to fucking stop.
It won't. Not today, well, not tomorrow, not anytime soon.
Well, okay.
Like,
I understand that that colors things with companies and wrestlers and people in general, but the global outside world politics has jack and bone to do with the in-ring product.
Correct. But
agreed.
So I don't care. First of all, they've known for years that WWE is a right-leaning company.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the Saudi thing's been going on for almost a decade, and it's a contract for 10 years. And it might have even been extended. So
I haven't heard
that's not news.
Yet.
Well, okay, it's not news. It's not new.
Yeah.
This shouldn't even be on the list.
Lesnar
coming...
Yeah. Lesnar, you're right.
Lesnar, this bad call.
Yeah. Number four should have been number one. The Raja Jackson incident and continued promotion by Rikishi to try to put him on a Knox Pro event. Stupid, stupid,
yes, that
stupid.
Should have been number one by far.
Yeah.
That should have been number one with a bullet.
Yeah. Number two will be coming up shortly. Number five, Punk apologizing to Saudi. No.
No, I mean, look, he did it because he wanted to. Move on.
Yep. Number six should be number two. The prices. I have harped on this for months now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've mentioned it almost every week.
Yeah, I'm the one who keeps dragging it in, I must admit. But it's
I actually think something else should be number two, but I agree. I wouldn't deny it. There's a coin flip.
Yeah, number seven shouldn't even be on this list. The WWE counter-programming AEW. This is a tale as old as time.
Business.
This has been happening since 1980... whatever.
How the
fuck are you calling yourself?
This happened with Jim Crockett Promotions. WCW wasn't even a thought yet when...
The irony that this is called the Wrestling Observer Newsletter and you clearly don't observe shit in wrestling is fucking ironic to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree. Because you were talking about 1986, was it 83? Didn't WCW put on Clash of the Champions against the first Survivor Series?
Yes,
on a Thursday night.
That was after WWE screwed them over with, I believe, the Rumble, actually. Because it was a time for a major pay-per-view, and WWE's like, no, you either show this or you get nothing. So yeah, this has been a thing that's been time in memoriam for a good 40 years. This is nothing new.
So,
that shouldn't even be on the list.
That's nothing. Right. That's business.
Yes. Speaking of business, WWE moving Mania to Vegas for this coming year.
My dear friend Risa, who is no longer a wrestling fan, is still upset about this.
Yeah. I would say it's about appropriate on the list. It should be on the list, but I don't think it should be high on the list. The next one, I'm not sure what the hell this is. UFC using Cedric Dumas?
I'm looking at... Okay, because he was arrested in April 2025, on multiple felony charges, including home invasion, robbery, battery, and weapon possession. He was arrested in April 2025... I want to see what his record are. He's 10-4-1, okay? And they used him, I'm just trying to see when. Oh, they've used him since!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
In September and November, good grief. Wow.
Yeah.
So the UFC equivalent of bringing Lesnar back.
Yep.
No, the UFC of,
No.
Pretty much. Okay.
Kind of, sort of, but not exactly the same. And then the last on the top 10, Sabu's last match and the background to it.
That should have been higher.
Yeah, that one I agree with. Should have been higher. Yeah.
And then higher because...
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you keep going because I was about to cut in with the next one.
No, I was just about to say the guy, Brett Lauderdale, should have been, I don't know, arrested, but at least looked at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he did.
Yeah. And then in the honorable mention, firing R-Truth and trying to paint it as a work when it was a shoot-ski. Well, that was kind of disgusting, I must admit.
I consider it... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, WWE salvaging it and trying to turn it into a work, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's I hate to say it, you remember 2019? Yeah. And when Dean said, hey, I'm leaving?
Yep.
Same idea.
Yeah. All right, so now we can move on. Rookie of the Year, Seri Yamaoka, who currently wrestles in Dreamstar Fighting Marigold, 19 years of age as of now, has won already what would be considered their tag team championship with the now retired Nene Takahashi, and also has won the Twin Star Cup with another youngster in Shino, who is 17 years old. She is up and coming. I wish I had the rest of this list, because I would be interested to see who's next. Best non-wrestler, Don Callis.
He's Paul Heyman light, but let me just tell you something. He's getting better.
Yeah. He you know? Gets he the heat.
No, he's a master heat. Getting heat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who, you know, Heyman you don't want to punch, but Don Callis you definitely do.
Yes.
Okay.
Worst match.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, everybody wants to punch a Heyman, but just, you know.
Now, there's a reason why nobody punches a Heyman. Look at his clientele. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Take a swing.
And there's also a reason why nobody punches Don Callis. Look at his clientele. Unless it's Konosuke, because eventually he's going to punch him out. But yes. Worst match of the year, Cena Rhodes. I'm assuming that's WrestleMania.
Yes, it's not the SummerSlam match.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah, SummerSlam was the apology.
Yes.
And I don't deny that, by the way.
I don't think this was the worst wrestling match. I think it was the worst result, yes. But... I wouldn't say worst match. Like, if there was a list of other ones, I can guarantee you I could pick one worse than this one.
What would that be?
Anything that had Brock Lesnar in there for 2 minutes.
Fair. All right.
Well, I'll give it to you. No. Lesnar Cena was a squash match, and it made no sense booking wise.
Yeah. All right, so worst feud of the year. The acclaimed breakup. Anthony Bowens and Platinum Max Caster.
I agree with that. That is a
mistake. They should have stayed together and just kept going. I hope they get back to this year and things happen.
And again, this coincides with what I said earlier. You can't have Tony Khan as the best booker and then have a AEW thing as the worst feud of the year, because that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Worst promotion of the year, the WWE.
Whatever.
Yeah. There isn't many. I would have honestly said ROH, but that's because they're kind of stuck in the miasma. best gimmick.
No, they're actually not.
Oh, keep going. What? Who would then?
I was about to say ROH isn't that bad. If you want to really give like a really like worse promotion, God,
TNA,
it's tough.
I would have personally gone TNA. I would have. I personally would have gone TNA. Like, and that's nothing against TNA, but just out of all the ones, out of all the promotions, like WWE, AEW, AAA, CMLL, and TNA, whose stars have had the most impact? TNA's has had the least.
By a mile. Best gimmick of the year. Once
Mr.
again,
Iguana.
What? Unfortunately, no. It once again went to Timeless Toni Storm. I get it, but I feel it might be getting a hair a bit long in the tooth. It's not that she's bad. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
If we're going from like 2020, beginning of 2025 to end of 2025. I can agree with it because she was the reason why people were tuning in to AEW majority of the time. But there were a lot of good gimmicks that were coming up, especially Mr. Iguana being one.
Yeah.
Hell, Dirty Dom was getting over this year in 2025. Oba Femi, he was white hot. Your boy is bouncy. He was another one.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of great gimmicks that were coming up in 2025.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still put her in the top five, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shane's list help is right in there.
Yeah. And then from there, worst gimmick, heel John Cena.
God bless him, he tried.
Yeah.
I've talked about this in referendum, but I don't think it was the worst gimmick. It was just poorly fucking written. If they had given Cena better material and John can be political about this as he wants to, I will not. If Dwayne hadn't fucked things, then we would have had a better heel run.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And that's it, thankfully for me.
Yeah, if Rock hadn't dipped on us, I think we would have been somewhere, but you know.
And sorry, Josh, you were about to say?
That's it. That's everything.
Worst television show.
Nope, we already did that. Because I covered it right after the best. Because, yeah, they put it in a different order. I was the one who changed it.
Ah, fair. Yeah. Yeah, but saying NXT was the worst television show, stupid.
Yeah.
Is NWA Power still on the air?
Sort of. I think they're on, like, the CW seed, so...
Do they count?
I don't know.
That's just floating it out there. This is the network that put... This is the league that put their top title on Tyrus.
Yep. And I only recognize one of their current... One of their current champions, or two technically. Youch. Oh, no, I recognize the Hex. Okay. But yeah, their roster is thin.
We glossed a lot over Raw and SmackDown, but... Yeah. I think we hit all the major notes.
Pretty much. We did gloss over it a fair bit, I must admit. It's just, we're not exactly in a holding pattern, but we're getting everything together for Elimination Chamber heading to Mania.
Right. And depending on what where Seth is with his injury, and I so went in some of the chatter that we were talking about Braun's hernia. I don't think he's going to be able to make it back for Mania.
Yeah.
No, there are rumors going around he's going to be out for from anywhere possibly 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're telling us the truth about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was saying before the show. If this is another deep fake, like the Seth Rollins knee injury, oh.
This one was not a deep fake.
No. No, because they can't afford to have Braun off TV.
Yeah.
For a worked injury.
Yeah. All right, so...
Goodness.
I think we might be at the time then, considering Nikki is starting to fade, to start selling that soap. Shane, do you have anything to promote?
No, just my usual. If you want any more of my wrestling opinions, follow me on TikTok at AussieAsol. That's it.
All right. Jason?
Did Jason even come back?
BS Big Show. Okay, I'll go ahead and get mine taken care of then. This week on It Was a Thing on TV, the guys revisited Get a Life, an early 90s Fox comedy that was a little, that was out there, weird, and ultimately, it didn't do too well, but it is still beloved. Coming up next week, Strike It Rich, a 1987-1988 game show starring Joe Garagiola about striking it rich, apparently. I don't know about this show. I hope you guys do. You can find about all that and so much more. It was a thing on TV.com. BS Big Show, we did the live cap for the Super Bowl last Sunday, February 8th. And at this point, we are now in the postseason. So everything is going to be getting set up and all that for that stuff and beyond. And I need to get a hold of Jason about a very specific thing, but he's not here right now. And then, of course, game shows. We on WLTI. So, Nikki, at this point, unless Jason comes back, your artist shout-outs.
Obligatory shout-out first to Jamie Claudier, who is still wallowing in insanity when it comes to her... When it comes to her job...
Mm-hmm.
She flees to the Has-Been Hotel. I have trouble getting in touch with her, and it makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Yeah.
Obligatory shout-out to Oniwambashu. Feel free to check her out. Her art on DeviantArt, which is safe for work.
Mm-hmm.
Her commissions are found on card.co. She is expensive, but her stuff is amazing. Let's see. Get to a couple artists I haven't talked about in a while. J-Rock at J-Rock Draws. Let's see if his commissions are still open. Fairly inexpensive. Rarely goes over $100. He did a super simple, super simple Moxistential pick for me with Dean looking at a bloody face Mox saying, "I haven't touched you." Let's see. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby. If you want something soft, you want something wholesome, do check him out. Based in Germany. His English is good. And his artwork's even better. He's expensive. Worth it. Absolutely worth it. The art he did for me is still my screen on my tablet. What else we got here? Boogity, 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 boogity.
Let's go racing, boys. Wait, that's tomorrow.
Let's see. If you like anime mixed in with your wrestling fan art, check out Ultanod on Instagram. If you can't find him out there, go to @HeymanHustle on Twitter. It's still Twitter to me, damn it. And you'll find a lot of his work there. Nahul Tajes at @N_EDV. Probably the least expensive fan artist out there. Real easy to work with. Great turnaround. And with any artist that you go out to get artwork from, no matter what your genre is. Pay well, tip well, get the work in progress. Just so you know it's not an AI ripoff. Get the completed piece and put it everywhere you have a social media presence. And credit the artist. This way, we can choke out the AI art scammers and get these people who want to do what they love. Let them do it for a living and make some good money on it. So, I don't have anything else, and I apologize that I'm fading like this.
Eh, such is life.
But I do not have anything else because I'm right here. So, for Jason Block, wherever you went, for Bad News Beeman, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue to see things shape up for the Elimination Chamber and to continue to see how WWE pivots.